Now, if you were to open your Bibles and to continue to read, you don't have to do that, but if you were, you were going to find that Jesus then explains to the disciples what that parable means. And he talks about the seed being the Word of God and how when God sows that seed, God sows it very liberally. If you look at the sower, you see him just extravagantly casting seed. And if you listen carefully, that seed fell where? It fell on hard soil. It fell amongst thorns. And some landed on good soil. Now, those of you who farm, you're kind of going, why would I waste seed that way? Why would I just extravagantly throw seed where it would land and not grow? But God has other plans, doesn't he? How many of you have driveways and sidewalks and other things that have been paved or cemented in, and there's things growing? You wouldn't have planted seeds there, but things somehow found good, fertile soil to grow in. Because I know many of you use that Roundup to kill those things that are growing where you didn't want them planted. Well, I want us to think for a moment about the Word of God as a seed and those unlikely places where it might grow. And I want us to think, would we be a sower who would go and sow a seed there? Would we go to the homeless shelter and sit with one of the men and share a meal and proclaim Jesus to him, or maybe he to us? Is there a neighbor that we probably wouldn't go to because of his or her reputation? And yet, the parable is very clear that we scatter the seed wherever it lands. And the parable also reminds us that it may get trampled on and the birds may eat it up, the birds of the air may eat it up, but it isn't for us to decide where to sow the seed. Have you ever planted seed in a fertile soil and gotten nothing? Or a really bum crop? So sometimes when we think something is fertile, we as humans think that it may not be. Then the parable goes on to talk about it produced 100-fold. So what happens with the fruit? What happens with the fruit? If the Word of God is the seed, and it is planted with us, within us, what fruit does it produce? Does it produce faith? Does it produce more disciples? How does the harvest, after it is brought in, how does it get reharvested? Don't we at some point have to return seed to the soil to get more fruit? So if we have become, if we have become the fruit, or if we have become that which has been yielded 100-fold, in order for more to be yielded, don't we have to sow some more seed? The song that we listen to doesn't talk about the Word of God being the seed. The song that we listen to talked about us being the seeds, that we're all just seeds in God's hand. And we never know where God is going to cast us out. God may cast us into dry and barren places. God may cast us onto fertile soil where everything we say and do just seems to blossom and grow. And God may cast us in a place that is full of thorns and we just feel like we're going nowhere really fast. But if we're cast, wherever we're cast, we can still be. I hope you can follow. We can still be the Word of God in that place. And maybe in that dry and parched place where we're standing there going, all right, God, Why here? Why on this particular patch of earth did you sling me and sow me? There's nothing here. I can't even get into the ground here. And yet, if we're loyal to God and faithful to the fact that God cast us there, maybe, just maybe, the ground will be broken open and someone will come and till that soil that we can then enter into it and God can produce fruit 100-fold. So maybe we've actually gotten into that place that we feel like we're in a thorn bush. Have you ever felt like you're in a thorn bush? Have you ever felt like God gave me this vision of what we're going to do here? Or God gave me this ministry that I could do here. But every time you turn around, there's like this thorn of obstacles being thrown at you. Or maybe it's we don't have enough volunteers. Or maybe it's we don't have enough money. Or maybe it's we're too old. And we just feel hemmed in by all the things that we don't have. But maybe, just maybe, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will send someone who's much better at cleaning the brush and the thorns away. And that little plant. Have you ever done that when you've had that overgrowth and when you cut it all away? There in the midst of it is this beautiful plant that's ready to grow and thrive because you've gotten rid of the thorns. So maybe we don't look at those thorny places as places where God isn't moving. Maybe we just take a deep breath and face each of those obstacles that become like the briar and look at it carefully and say, well, how do we maintain this? How do we manage this? How do we snip it off and prune it? But then we get to that place of that deep, rich soil. And brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe this is one of those fertile places, one of those places of deep, rich soil. And we have been planted here. And we are raising up in our midst beautiful, beautiful witnesses to Jesus Christ. And as we are bearing that fruit, one of the disappointing things for us is what the other thing we do is we scatter the beautiful fruit and the seeds from it all around the world. When I think about Amy Smith, who's graduating this May, and we may never see her back here in our pews except for those special holidays and traditions that she returns to her family. But we know that wherever she's going, whatever she's going to do, she's strong in who she is because she was raised in this fertile soil. We have Taylor getting ready to graduate this year from high school. And we know that I know that wherever that young lady goes, she's going to be casting the word of the Lord with her. But it's because of the fertile soil that is here. So we are all just seeds in God's hand. And we have, God gives us all a vision of what that's supposed to look like, what the fruit here is supposed to look like. But we can make the decision that the soil that we're planted in here is either as solid as our paved parking lot, or it's as fertile as this soil in this bucket. Or we could decide that it is as thorny and grown over as it is right around the cemetery. We could make those we've got to choose which soil we have. But if we're seeds in God's hands, then maybe if we allow God to break open that soil, allow God to till the land, and allow God to place us and plant us, then God can transform this beautiful place into the kingdom of God. So we're sowing seeds in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.